You know, they called me the beloved dean of American University. Did you hear? Beloved dean. When they say the dean already slept. You know, dean that's old. You know, but I like the word beloved. We all like to be loved. But when you think of that, there's a great story that's going around now. Some of you have heard it, but if one hasn't heard it, it's worth hearing. And that is the story of a fellow in a cloak and suit business that they loved died. So they all said to him, friends got around, he's a lovely fellow. Let's give him a wonderful funeral. Give him a coffin for $2,000 with pearl handles. So the fellow says, wait a minute, if we're spending that kind of money, let's give him a coffin for $3,000 with nameplates, lights. Another fellow says, listen, if we're giving that kind of money, let's spend $4,000 for the coffin. And the fourth guy said, listen, if we're spending that kind of money, for $500 more, we can bury him in a Cadillac.
Everybody loves friendship. Try it. You'll love it, too.
Don't take our word for it. Listen.
Says a matron who knows what is what.
Whenever my appetite's shot, I delight in a bite that's refreshing and light. Friendship brand farmer cheese hits the spot. It adds a real taste-tingling touch to salads and omelets and such. And it makes a sandwich that tastes simply grand, which is why I like friendship so much.
The very next time you go shopping, ask your grocer or dairyman for friendship. Yes, Shanbach's Friendship Brand Farmer Cheese. Remember the name Shanbach's.
Friendship.
Shanbach's.
Friendship.
Shanbach's Friendship Brand Farmer Cheese.
Everybody loves friendship. Try it. You'll love it, too.
Outstanding musical organization, the Samuel Stirner Concert Choir, joins voices now with the master singer of his people, Moshe Osher, in the great traditional Hebrew chant, Ma Israel. Hear, O Israel. On Rosh Hashanah, which is the new year, there is an ancient custom known as Tashlich. To say Tashlich is to visit a body of running water and symbolically cast one's sins away. This afternoon, the caravan presents an American story of Tashlich with Gilbert Mack, Ruth York, and Robert H. Harris, Grandma and the War Department. In the beautiful state of New Hampshire, surrounded by green-covered mountains and hidden by a grove of stately forest giants, there is a swift-running little stream. Now, this tiny little stream is too shallow for boats, and it's a known fact that a fish has never been taken from it. And furthermore, you have to climb a steep hill to get to it. This stream is of no use to anybody, except one little old lady, and she only goes there once a year on Rosh Hashanah. And so, last year at this date, she was walking slowly up the mountainside when suddenly...
Halt! I said halt!
I heard you the first time, young man. I heard you.
Ma'am, you just got a halt!
You ask me in a nice way and I'll stop and talk to you. But don't you point a gun at me and holler. What kind of upbringing did you have?
This area is being occupied by the United States Army, ma'am. Nobody allowed to trespass. Them are my orders.
Young man, I have an errand to perform here. I won't bother anybody.
No unauthorized personnel permitted, ma'am. This here is a restricted area.
Sonny, it's getting late and I'd like to get home before dark. Now, you just step aside. I'm going up the path to the stream. I'm not going to bother anybody. I won't touch anything.
Now, ma'am, I said halt. Now, halt, ma'am. Corporal of the Guard. Post number one. Corporal of the Guard.
Now, lady, be reasonable, please. Give us a break. Nobody's allowed in here.
Young man, I have been coming to this place for 30 years. I have no objection to sharing it with you. Now, please step out of my way. I'm getting very impatient and annoyed with you, too.
And look, ma'am, we can't shoot an old lady. But our orders, lady, have a heart.
You ought to ashamed of yourself standing here and pointing guns at an old woman. What would your parents think? One side. One side, please.
Lady, lady, don't take another step. Sergeant of the Guard! Sergeant of the Guard!
Officer of the day! Officer of the day!
Battalion headquarters, Major Gray. What's that? What? Oh, stop her, man. Stop her. That's a restricted testing area. Stop her.
Regiment, Colonel Hastings. What? What's that, Major? What are you talking about? Get her out of there. Get her out of there.
Eddie, what is this? What's so important to require my presence? Whose post is this? Who's on guard here? What's the explanation? Well, Sergeant? Lieutenant? Captain? Major? Colonel?
Excuse me, but are you the foreman? I mean, are you the one who is in charge?
Madam, what are you doing in this area?
I'm not dead. You mustn't yell. It's not nice.
Madam, I am the commanding general of this installation.
Then they should have sent for you in the first place. Not kept me waiting. My husband, he should rest in peace. He always said, he's the boss.
Now, madam, in the name of the United States government, I order you away from this area.
General, I can tell by your face that you're an intelligent man. Who would get hurt if I just walked up the path and went over to the stream behind those trees?
Madam, as my men have tried to explain to you, this area is top secret.
But you don't understand, General. Today is the Jewish holiday of Rosh Hashanah, and I must go to Tarshish. For 30 Rosh Hashanahs, ever since we came to New Hampshire from the old country, my husband and I came to this stream for Tarshish.
I beg your pardon?
General, on Rosh Hashanah, we must go to the water and cast away our sins.
But, madam, this water is restricted.
Oh, it's good enough to carry away my sins. General, be reasonable. According to the holy law, I must go to a place where there's running water. And this is the only stream around here. General, put yourself in my position.
Madam, put yourself in my position. Well, I can sympathize with your point of view, but I have my orders.
General, I'm an old lady. I'm not very important. I live all alone. This is all I have. You can order me away. I'll go.
Well, you say all you want is to go to the stream?
Yes, General. Please. All I will do is just read a few sentences from our prophets. I won't look at anything. I keep my eyes closed.
And what? You men, report to your quarters. Madam, now that we're alone, I'm on guard here. For the first time in 40 years, I'm disobeying an order. Pass.
General.
Please, please, make sure no one sees you.
I'll be back soon. Thank you. Dinner?
Oh, well, you're back. Didn't take long. You probably don't have many sins.
Thank you, General. Thank you again.
I hope no one saw you.
General, I think I was seen.
Madam! I asked you to be careful. I specifically asked you.
I was. All the time I was there, I had...
No one saw you.
I think I was.
Madam! I asked you to be careful. I specifically asked you.
I was. All the time I was there, I had the feeling that someone was watching.
Madam, do you have any idea of what this might do to my record?
I think you would be proud to have this on your record. Because I think... Mr. Lord. What?
And now, friends, Shoshana Shoshan. She's well known in her own Israel as well as this country for brilliant operatic interpretations and folk melodies, bringing to the caravan this afternoon the sparkling aria from Verdi's La Traviata, A Force Louis.
Thank you.
just a moment, the American Jewish Caravan of Stars returns. Incidentally, if you'd like to attend one of these Sunday afternoon broadcasts, we'd like to have you. Drop a line to us here at WMGM New York 22 and tell us how many tickets you'd like, and also the Sunday for which you'd like. We'll return in just 1 minute with Moshe Oisha, the Samuel Sterner Choir, Shoshana Shoshan, Gilbert Mack, Ruth York, Robert H. Harris, Abe Elstein and the Caravan Orchestra, yours truly, Dick DeFreitas, and Harry Hirschfeld.
If you haven't set your holiday plans yet for that fall holiday, do yourself a favor and look into the new policy of the Senator Hotel, the liveliest hotel on the Atlantic City beach. You can have your choice of a weekly rate in this modern skyscraper hotel with all the facilities plus two lavish meals daily from the amazing rate of only $50 per person per week, two in room with bath. Or you can use the daily holiday rate from now through Saturday, October 9th. You can come and go as you please, enjoying two wonderful Senator meals daily at the unusual flat rate of from only $10 per person. Don't hesitate. This is your opportunity to pick the particular day or week you want to go away for your fall holiday. First thing tomorrow morning, call Lackawanna 4-7770 for your holiday reservation at the Senator Hotel. That's Lackawanna 4-7770. For information about the Senator Hotel in Atlantic City. This is the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer radio station, WMGM New York.
Welcome to the second half of the American Jewish Caravan of Stars. The Samuel Sterner Choir, with soloists Ruth Trellin, Sid West, and Rose Sterner, sing Abe Elstein's beautiful setting, The Cave of Korah. As a shepherd counts his flock, so are we counted before thee, O Lord.
Thank you.
Everybody loves friendship. Try it. You'll love it, too.
Don't take our word for it. Listen.
A gourmet named Micafor Nibble takes time out from eating to scribble a flattering note that we're happy to quote and with which we're unlikely to quibble. Friendship brand Farmer Cheese is unique. It has just the taste that I seek. A rich, creamy flavor, a country fresh savor. In short, Friendship brand's magnifique.
The very next time you go shopping, ask your grocer or dairyman for Friendship. Yes, Shanbach's Friendship brand Farmer Cheese. Remember the name. Shanbach's
Friendship.
Shanbach's
Friendship. Yes, Shanbach's Friendship brand Farmer Cheese.
Everybody loves friendship. Try it. You'll love it, too.
And now here's the man that everybody loves, ladies and gentlemen, the dean of American humorists, Harry Hirschfeld.
Thank you, Dick. Glad to talk to you again, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I was very much absorbed in that wonderful sketch we had earlier. Remember about going to the restricted district there and everything? And I couldn't help but think of the great author we had one time, bless his soul, Aaron Hoffman. And he wrote a play called Welcome Stranger. And he had a bit in it like this. A fellow named Epstein gets lost somehow or other in a little town in a bigoted neighborhood. It's bigoted. And he's walking around the town, and the leading bigot of the town comes up to him and says, "We don't allow foreigners in this village." He said, "Brother, that's why it's a village." You know, you hear the great singer, Moshe Oisher. And these, by the way, can you imagine when Israel gets really modern and they go in for bebop? You know that high, gorgeous voice you heard that sounded like a little boy? Ladies and gentlemen, that was a girl. Yeah, I'm not kidding. It was a girl. And, you know, the singing, of course, when the holiday, you got to sing from your heart. You know, there was a little shul. So poor. Oh, a poor little shul. And for the holy holidays, they couldn't sell any tickets because they didn't have money for a cantor. So a fella comes in, he says, "I'm a cantor with a beautiful voice. You need a cantor?" He said, "Yes, but we can't afford it." They said, "Who says afford?" "I'll sing for you. Go ahead and print tickets, announce it." "For nothing." They said, "You really would you do it for nothing?" He said, "Yeah." So they printed tickets and they sold tickets. A big thing. The cantor's going to sing. 5 minutes before going on, he comes to the head committee and he said, "Listen, I don't sing unless I have $1,000 in cash." They said, "Steit, Schazer. What do you mean? You said you would do it for nothing. We're poor. We printed and sold tickets. And now the last minute you're holding up for $1,000. Yes, in cash." So they went around, got $1,000 quick. He put it in his pocket, and he sang. Never did anybody in the world sing like this man sang. Beautiful. And when it was all over, he came back to the committee and gave back the $1,000 to him. They said, "You're not only were a chazer, but a little bit crazy, too. You said you'd sing for nothing. We went around and got the $1,000. We gave it to you in cash. And then you sang, we'll admit, beautiful. Now you give us the money back. What's the idea?" He said, "Listen, when a cantor has $1,000 in cash in his pocket, oy, can he sing." You know, the whole trouble with our world is the too many dictators. You know, during this holiday season, we must go to the shul or to the church, wherever you want to go, but to a house of worship and contemplate. The trouble is, in the great crusades that we have, which we need, once in a while you get a fellow who goes a little too far. But the victim must suffer. He might be innocent, but in the big cause, someday he'll see that he was a sacrifice, but for the good of the world, he had to be the victim. But once in a while, I say they go too far. And I heard a story of a cop was ordered to break up a communist meeting in Union Square. So he gets his club and are hocked. Oh, he's socking the guys in Union Square. Fellow says, "Stop hitting me. I'm an anti-communist." He said, "I don't care what kind of a communist you are. You'll get it." Wait a minute. You know, the more dictators at home, though, than they are in public office. You know that, don't you? Once in a while, you get a husband who's a dictator. And I heard one, and you got to hear it. Maybe you've heard it. I don't know. But there was a henpecked husband. So a friend said, you've got to assert yourself at home. Show who's the boss. Be a dictator. So he goes home, and he says to his wife, you're not going to give me that food you got. You know who's going to go out and buy a steak and cook it for me? You. And he says, do you know who's going to take off my shoes and put on my slippers while I rest for an hour? You. And do you know who's going to take my tuxedo out because I'm going out tonight for a great affair? Do you know who's going to press my tuxedo? You. And do you know who's going to tie my tie? She says, yes, the Riverside Funeral Parlor.
And now, friends, we continue under the auspices of Kirsch, makers of quality beverages for over a half century. Kirsch also brings you big news about non-fattening NoCal. NoCal, 7 tangy, zesty, truly natural flavors. And if you're watching your weight, then, of course, NoCal is the answer to your diet problem. NoCal, no sugar, no salt, no calories.
And no more jokes.
Just one more, Harry.
Yeah,
come on.
Well, I was talking on dictators. They all go the way of the same thing if they get too dictatorial. Do you remember when the two fellows who were going to knock off Hitler, they were going to kill Hitler. So they knew that Hitler went by a certain spot. Every day, a certain spot, and they had bombs in their hand, 12 o'clock sharp. 12 o'clock sharp, they're waiting in ambush. Hitler don't come by. 12:30, he don't come by. The fellow says, I can't understand it. He comes by every day at this time. I hope nothing happened to him.
Well, Harry, speaking of dictators, I'm sure all the ladies in the audience will agree with me that their figure dictates the size of their bathing suit. And I don't think you have to look at last summer's bathing suit to know its size. But what about next summer? Do you want to wear a smaller size? Do you want to be in shape? Well, now is the time to switch to NoCal, the original non-fattening soft drink. You can count on a better figure because NoCal contains no sugar, no salt, no calories. NoCal is made with an amazing non-caloric sweetener, perfectly blended with pure, tangy, thirst-quenching flavors. 6 flavors, to be exact, plus salt-free club soda. You take your choice of NoCal ginger ale, root beer, cola, cream soda, black cherry, and lemon. And you will find that they all please your taste without padding your waist. Get NoCal at your neighborhood store. 2 big, and I do mean big, 16-ounce no-deposit throwaway bottles for only 29 cents. Be absolutely sure that you get NoCal. N-O-C-A-L. NoCal. Absolutely delicious. Absolutely non-fattening. Ladies and gentlemen, here again is Shoshana Shoshan and a new Israeli song by a famous composer, Sholem Secunda. A song of liberation. Shir Hakiru.
Thank you.
Everybody loves friendship. Try it. You'll love it, too.
Don't take our word for it. Listen.
A gourmet named Micropore Nibble takes time out from eating to scribble a flattering note that we're happy to quote and with which we're unlikely to quibble. Friendship brand Farmer Cheese is unique. It has just the taste that I seek. A rich, creamy flavor, a country fresh savor. In short, Friendship brand's magnifique.
The very next time you go shopping, ask your grocer or dairyman for Friendship. Yes, Shanbach's Friendship brand Farmer Cheese. Remember the name, Shanbach's
Friendship.
Shanbach's
Friendship. Yes, Shanbach's Friendship brand Farmer Cheese.
Everybody loves friendship. Try it. You'll love it, too.
And now here's the man that everybody loves, ladies and gentlemen, the dean of American humorists, Harry Hirschfeld.
Thank you, Dick. Glad to talk to you again, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I was very much absorbed in that wonderful sketch we had earlier. Remember about going to the restricted district there and everything? And I couldn't help but think of the great author we had one time, bless his soul, Aaron Hoffman. And he wrote a play called Welcome Stranger. And he had a bit in it like this. A fellow named Epstein gets lost somehow or other in a little town in a bigoted neighborhood. It's bigoted. And he's walking around the town, and the leading bigot of the town comes up to him and says, "We don't allow foreigners in this village." He said, "Brother, that's why it's a village." You know, you hear the great singer, Moshe Osher. And these, by the way, can you imagine when Israel gets really modern and they go in for bebop? Oh, you know that high, gorgeous voice you heard that sounded like a little boy? Ladies and gentlemen, that was a girl. Yeah, I'm right, didn't it? It was a girl. And, you know, the singing, of course, when the holiday, you got to sing from your heart. You know, there was a little shul. So poor, oh, a poor little shul. And for the holy holidays, they couldn't sell any tickets because they didn't have money for a cantor. So a fella comes in, he says, "I'm a cantor with a beautiful voice. You need a cantor?" He said, "Yes, but we can't afford it." He said, "Who says afford? I'll sing for you. Go ahead and print tickets. Announce it. For nothing." They said, "You really would you do it for nothing?" He said, "Yes." So they printed tickets and they sold tickets. A big thing. The cantor's going to sing. 5 minutes before going on, he comes to the head committee and he said, "Listen, I don't sing unless I have $1,000 in cash." They said, "Steit, Hazard. What do you mean? You said you would do it for nothing. We're poor. We printed and sold tickets. And now the last minute you're holding up for $1,000. A yes in cash." So they went around, got $1,000 quick. He put it in his pocket, and he sang. Never did anybody in the world sing like this man sang. Beautiful. And when it was all over, he came back to the committee and gave back the $1,000 to him. They said, "You're not only were a chazer, but a little bit crazy, too. You said you'd sing for nothing. We went around and got the $1,000. We gave it to you in cash. And then you sang, we'll admit, beautiful. Now you give us the money back. What's the idea?" He said, "Listen, when a cantor has $1,000 in cash in his pocket, oy, can he sing." You know, the whole trouble with our world is the too many dictators. You know, during this holiday season, we must go to the shul or to the church, wherever you want to go, but to a house of worship and contemplate. The trouble is, in the great crusades that we have, which we need, once in a while you get a fellow who goes a little too far. And now, but the victim must suffer. He might be innocent, but in the big cause, someday he'll see that he was a sacrifice, but for the good of the world, he had to be the victim. But once in a while, I say they go too far. And I heard a story of a cop was ordered to break up a communist meeting in Union Square. So he gets his club and are hocked. Oh, he's socking the guys in Union Square. Fellow says, "Stop hitting me. I'm an anti-communist." He said, "I don't care what kind of a communist you are. You'll get it." Wait a minute. You know, the more dictators at home, though, than they are in public office. You know that, don't you? Once in a while, you get a husband who's a dictator. And I heard one, and you got to hear it. Maybe you've heard it. I don't know. But there was a henpecked husband. So a friend said, "You got to assert yourself at home. Show who's the boss. Be a dictator." So he goes home, and he says to his wife, "You're not going to give me that food you got. You know who's going to go out and buy a steak and cook it for me? You." And he says, "Do you know who's going to take off my shoes and put on my slippers while I rest for an hour? You. And do you know who's going to take my tuxedo out because I'm going out tonight for a great affair? Do you know who's going to press my tuxedo? You. And do you know who's going to tie my tie?" She says, "Yes, the Riverside Funeral Parlor."
And now, friends, we continue under the auspices of Kirsch, makers of quality beverages for over a half century. Kirsch also brings you big news about non-fattening No-Cal. No-Cal, 7 tangy, zesty, truly natural flavors. And if you're watching your weight, then, of course, No-Cal is the answer to your diet problem. No-Cal, no sugar, no salt, no calories.
And no more jokes.
Just one more, Harry.
Yeah,
come on.
Well, I was talking on dictators. They all go the way of the same thing if they get too dictatorial. Do you remember when the two fellows who were going to knock off Hitler, they were going to kill Hitler. So they knew that Hitler went by a certain spot. Every day, a certain spot, and they had bombs in their hand, 12 o'clock sharp. 12 o'clock sharp, they're waiting in ambush. Hitler don't come by. 12:30, he don't come by. The fellow says, "I can't understand it. He comes by every day at this time. I hope nothing happened to him."
Well, Harry, speaking of dictators, I'm sure all the ladies in the audience will agree with me that their figure dictates the size of their bathing suit. And I don't think you have to look at last summer's bathing suit to know its size. But what about next summer? Do you want to wear a smaller size? Do you want to be in shape? Well, now is the time to switch to No-Cal, the original non-fattening soft drink. You can count on a better figure because No-Cal contains no sugar, no salt, no calories. No-Cal is made with an amazing non-caloric sweetener, perfectly blended with pure, tangy, thirst-quenching flavors. 6 flavors, to be exact, plus salt-free club soda. You take your choice of No-Cal ginger ale, root beer, cola, cream soda, black cherry, and lemon. You will find that they all please your taste without padding your waist. Get No-Cal at your neighborhood store. 2 big, and I do mean big, 16-ounce no-deposit throwaway bottles for only 29 cents. Be absolutely sure that you get No-Cal. N-O-C-A-L. No-Cal. Absolutely delicious, absolutely non-fattening. Ladies and gentlemen, here again is Shoshana Shoshan, and a new Israeli song by a famous composer, Sholem Secunda. A song of liberation. Cheer, Hakiru.